Listen up, Australia. They're not here. They're not here. They're off enjoying a beer and a very long lunch. So we've got some best bits for you. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Hey, Dangerous Dave here this afternoon. Hope you had a good day. Settle yourself in for a couple of hours of Kennedy Malloy goodness. Day 5 of the Rostered Week Off. Coming up this afternoon, Andrew Denton, Matt Preston, Andy Lee. And Mick was devastated when news came through about one of his favourite things of the year, the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show. More on that in just a moment. But let's start with Gold Logie winner Tom Gleeson, who was in and told us about the latest town he went on his series Go Away.
It's like Getaway, but I recommend places that people should never go.
Never go.
And I did Cairns, and that, yeah, Cairns, I haven't been back to Cairns since.
I wouldn't go. I'd give that a wide berth for a while. Who's
don't
next?
Worry.
Who's next?
Well, just early this week, I've shot a new episode and I went to Byron Bay.
Byron is a place you would not recommend for people to go in this country.
I highly recommend never going there.
Oh,
but
that's
it's tricky,
brilliant.
Though, because when I go there, people know why I'm there straight away. They're like, oh,
they're defensive.
Are you here for Go Away? Right. Yeah. And I went into a shop and they said, are you here for Go Away? And I'm like, yeah. And they said, are you paying out Byron Bay? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, fair enough. Gee, there's a lot of material. It's probably too much. And they're right. There was
too
much.
Is there any tidbits you can give us?
Did you run into the famous
yeah.
locals? Did you see a Hemsworth? Was there a Hemsworth sighting?
I didn't see any Hemsworths, unfortunately. I did go looking for them. I went to Nimbin.
Oh, yeah?
And I think you can hunt them now.
I was walking down the main street in Nimbin and I did an introduction where I said, welcome to Nimbin, where it's extremely obvious straight away why half the name of Nimbin is Bin. And someone came out of a shop and they just yelled out, cut! Cut! Can we edit that out? We have to edit that out. I'm sick of people dumping on Nimbin. That's what they said. And I said, I hate to tell you, but I think the horse has bolted on Nimbin.
There's not much there. Is that what you're saying? Poor old Nimbin. Byron Bay, outrageous.
But you know what the coolest thing was? That when I went there was I was just doing some jokes about shark attacks down at the beach. While we were just joking about it,
what?
We saw an actual shark.
Cue the shark.
There was a real shark just doing laps of the beach.
You can't argue with that.
While Mick and Jane binge some Netflix on the couch, this is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Whew, I think I'm pregnant. That's called Blow. It's by Ed Sheeran, Bruno Mars, and Chris Stapleton, released earlier today. I like that. I want to hear that again. Hey, you got Dangerous Davey. It is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Coming up a little later, Andy Lee, also Andrew Denton, but right now we're going to hear from one of our faves, Matt Preston.
Our producer ran into Matt Preston. You tell Malloy I do the beard thing. Apparently that was the only way of separating us.
Prepare for a battle of the beards as we welcome back Matt Preston.
I'm spinning out here.
Yeah.
It's Mick. It's Matt. It's Mick. You merged into the same person.
But that was always the thing. It was always you could only tell Mick and me apart was because of one of us be wearing a flannel shirt. And now Mick's getting all elegant and going out for long lunches.
Oh.
And I thought it's okay. I've got the beard. We look different. And then all of a sudden, he comes back for front bar and he's got the beard. And I've gone, it's okay because he's got the bushy, the hobo beard.
And then, there's a whack drive by.
And then
well, yours is more of the Don Burke look.
Well, yours is more than Rolf Harris.
Oh, wow.
Hey. Weapons down, please. Come on.
Can I tell you something? Yeah. I'm seriously thinking of going a cravat.
You did the bunga bunga party. You wore a cravat. Don't. I know everything you do. I know that.
Could do that and a smoking jacket. Yeah, just to have.
Forget single white female. Forget single
Matt,
black and yellow.
There's only one you. We know that. We've already checked out. What the hell are those pants you're wearing?
Oh, how good are the pants?
What's going on?
I had a fan of very nice. This green and white striped kind of deck chair material that I turned into pants last year. And I was in IKEA, as you are, and I was walking through the curtain fabric department and there was this fabric. And I went, it's red and white and grey and white and black and white stripes.
You bought them fabric from IKEA?
Oh, yeah. And I thought, they'll make good pants. And so I've had them all made up. So
which no man has said ever.
No human being has said ever.
Except for you.
I can't. Hey. Well, I think they look quite stylish.
Yeah, yeah.
Next week, Mick will be wearing, don't worry.
That's all right. I'll go and knock over a big top circus somewhere and do exactly the same thing.
Darling, it hurts. Paul Kelly on Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off, selling the drama we heard live. And you'd put Crowded House as an Aussie band, wouldn't you? I mean, two-thirds Australian. So we had Aussie band Crowded House with Sister Madley. Coming up on Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off, Andy Lee, also the great Andrew Denton. But remember when Mick started his campaign to gain membership into the exclusive invite-only Qantas Chairman's Lounge?
Now, for everybody, when you if you get to any lounges, the Qantas Business Lounge or the regular Qantas Club, when you come up the top of the escalator around the country, you may see, generally in Melbourne and Sydney, actually Brisbane, Canberra, Adelaide, they also have one too, and Perth, you can see this glass, black glass
door. It's like
a
secret entrance.
And it doesn't have all the advertising.
It's like Batman. If you take the head off a statue and pull a lever, the door turns around and you...
It's very daunting and very secretive.
How long has this been going on? And it's invite only. Am I correct?
That is...
You have to be invited.
Group CEO Alan Joyce has described it once as probably the most exclusive club in the country.
Well, where the hell is my invite?
Well, you have to be approved, and so do I, by Qantas Chairman Lee Clifford.
What am I slumming it down in Qantas
Club? I have no idea.
What is happening down there?
What's going on? We should be there because they have all the big wigs from politics.
I'm like below deck on the Titanic.
Oh, that's no good. You're Leo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
That's why.
It's not the first time that comparison's been made.
Oh, really?
Hey, listen to me. How the hell?
Well, first of all,
on the phone, Alan Joyce. Where's my membership? Do you know any members?
Well, yes, I've been invited by one member.
Oh, pardon me, Your Majesty. So you have you been in the chairman's?
I've been inside a chairman's lounge.
What happens in there?
Well, it looked like the sandwiches were fresher and had the crust cut off.
I'm going to describe it to you. I see. Tell me if I'm right. Mm. Indoor waterfall.
I think I could hear water.
Indoor waterfall. Grand piano.
Almost. It almost was a little Eyes Wide Shut.
Everyone in togas. Is everyone in togas?
Not in togas, but everybody's a little bit poncy.
Is it keys in a bowl? Is it once you're in?
That's the feeling I got.
Really?
To be honest. Once I was in there.
Eddie McGuire, he's a member. Eddie McGuire's a member.
Hugh Jackman is.
What?
Hugh
Jackman.
Friggin' Jackman.
He's a member. That's not fair.
Call Joyce. Call me now.
Well, come on. Do
you get a medallion or something? Or do you...
You get a black platinum sort of looking, fancy looking card.
There's some of the best golf courses in the world. You seem to know a bit about this.
I've seen the picture on the story we're talking about.
Some of the best golf courses in the world, you're not allowed to ask to be... invited,
that's true.
You have to be tapped on the shoulder.
No kidding.
And when they tap you, they go, would you like to be a member, which means you already are.
Well, maybe we'd better shut up then about the chairman's lounge. I'll tell you what, it's fine. I don't need to be a member. Obviously, Mick's desperate. But I don't need to be.
What a mole.
Woohoo, it's Blur with Song 2 on Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. John Mellencamp and Garbage with Cherry Lips. Go, baby, go. Coming up on Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off, Andy Lee and Andrew Denton in to play a game with Mick and Jane real soon. But this show is often used to vent. And that was the case when the topic of printer ink came up.
One of the kids' school projects was due this morning. And as we've gone to print it this morning,
no
ink in the printer. So I've had to dash down to the supermarket, which I know they sell them there, and I got them there. Anyway, so a tiny black ink cartridge,
yes,
which would be last a month perhaps, $30.
So
a tiny ink cartridge. I could buy a pack of pens, $5.
You reckon it's inconvenient for you, me, because I have to get Roo around, my brother, to replace them. So often what happens is not only can I do the printer, I have to wait till he comes around.
What are you talking about?
Why don't you do it yourself?
You don't change your own printing cartridges. Oh my God.
Come on.
This is, now I have...
Look at these hands. Look at these are writer's hands. Look at these.
It's so easy.
Do you think these hands have ever changed a cartridge?
What do you do with those hands? Ever.
Okay. Well.
Hey. Mick, you know what you're missing out on? It's so satisfactory when you click it in.
Get that click.
It's a good feeling.
But why do they, different colours and then one of them's always out. So he comes around, he fixes it.
Yeah.
And then like 7 days later, I'm going, can you come back please?
Mate, why don't you stock up? How about we do that? So you just don't have to keep...
How about they invent a printer that doesn't need a cartridge?
Because printers are very cheap.
Well, you can buy a printer for $60, but the ink's like
60? You can buy one for $25 at Officeworks, something like that. It's so cheap.
Why can't I buy one that just won't run out of ink?
They're in cahoots. I want to know...
It's a scam.
Does anybody have any hacks on how to make their printing ink last longer?
What's a hack? I don't know.
You are adorable.
What's a hack?
You don't know what
something
a hack
that
is.
A trick.
A trick.
Trick of the trade.
Yeah. Why don't you just say that?
That's what the kids say, hack. Life hack.
Really? I've just said hack for years. I must be ahead of my time. Hey,
there's got to be a way.
If you can, let me know. Hey, Sherry, how are you there? What was your trick of the trade?
On all of the printer cartridges, all the ones I've used, there's a little reset button on the bottom of the cartridge or somewhere on the cartridge you can stick a pin in.
Yeah.
And it resets it because half the time the actual cartridge isn't out of ink.
That's what I've suspected.
What?
Here's another caller about to establish that too. Thank you, Sherry. We've got someone else on the line.
Some brother cartridges have a little sensor that a laser fires through to pick up the
and it thinks
amount
it's
of
full.
Ink in the cartridge. And yep. So you block that off with a bit of tape.
What? This is
reload
genius.
Reload the cartridge and you can print. You know, laser printer anyway, you can print hundreds of pages more.
Exactly what I was looking for. Thank you, Rob.
I hope my stupid brother's listening to this. I really do.
So there's still ink in the cartridge?
Yes.
Here's me thinking it's
yes,
empty.
Yes, and they're making you buy them more. We've uncovered something here on Kennedy Malloy.
Oh, we've done our bit here.
Yes, we have for the community.
You know what that was? That's what? The best hack I've been involved in.
And we've got a prize coming your way, Sherry and Rob.
Yeah, it's a printer.
That's right.
A new printer.
Listen up, Australia. While Mick and Jane have a well-earned break, we're heading back to the archives. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Well, here we go. The last hour of the week. How good. Here comes the weekend. It's Dangerous Dave here. Hey, I wanted to say congratulations to Jane Kennedy and her partner Rob Sitch. I noticed TV Tonight have put out a poll and ranking Frontline as Australia's best TV comedy. 100% agree. Great TV show, which I think is celebrating an anniversary of sorts this year as well. So, well done, Jane. Well done, Rob. I mean, Jane won't hear this. She's deep in the jungles of Uganda right now. Returning July 15 with Mick Malloy to drive you home with Kennedy Malloy. Coming up, a couple of Andrews. Andrew Denton and Andy Lee will be here. But Mick noticed Jane's car parked out on the street instead of the underground executive car park where she normally parks. And was wondering why that is.
I'm looking out the window and I can see yours.
Don't say that.
Jane parked on the street. What's happening?
No,
out
I don't
there?
Know what you're talking about.
Oh, it is. Why are you parked on the street? We have an underground
Listen,
car park here.
Listen, I did say what? Don't speak
is
about this.
Is the one with the gaffer tape all over it, just over there?
No, it's not gaffer tape.
It's the one that's up on blocks. It's got no wheels.
I
wouldn't be parking on that street, by the way.
Oh my God, no chance.
It'll be stripped for parts.
Absolutely.
I did say to you why. And off air, and I said I'd rather not talk about this on air.
Well, why would you park on the street and not? Because we know, Dave, the trouble she went through to get inside the boom gate. Do you remember it all?
Oh, yeah.
The car park, she's got her own car park downstairs that has a sign saying talent only.
Yeah.
That's rubbish.
So, no sales.
I didn't make them put those signs up.
No sales, talent
no,
only.
No, that's for Dave Hughes.
And then at one stage, you had one of our security guys pretty much standing at the end of your car park.
I did not.
Why would I make that up? Dave,
keeping watch.
You've made it up. Actually, our producer James did remind me that I did lose my phone on the street outside.
Oh, you did too.
Okay. Yeah, I'll fess up.
Picked up by
I'll
junkies.
Fess up, but I'm nervous. I'm going to get in big trouble.
Mm. What have you done?
I'm very, very low on petrol.
Oh, my God.
And I just have to roll towards the station.
So what?
I'm crossing my fingers. Because
so you didn't have enough petrol to go down into the car park? So
just in case. It might be lingering in very single digits.
Well, how far much have we got?
Yeah. Oh, pretty low.
How low?
Is the light on?
Oh, yeah, the light's been on. The light's been on for a few days.
Oh, my God.
The light's been on for a few days.
How would you say, how much petrol do you have?
Yeah. Oh, probably. I reckon if I can get 700 metres, I'll be laughing.
Man. That's doing awful things to your
motor. Well,
there's
someone siphoning your tank right now.
Oh, good. Then someone can come and fill it up for me. I've got to go out after work.
Hopefully someone will steal it for you.
I don't know. How am I going to get petrol in my car then?
Why have you got so little petrol? Did you get lost on the way here, did you?
No, I'm a busy lady. I've been driving around the countryside to soccer matches. I was on barbecue duty. I had to cook barbecue sausages on Sunday at 8:30 in the morning.
Oh, was there any gas Sunday in the barbecue bottle?
Actually.
Well, hang on. What's that got to do with you running out of petrol?
Because I had to drive a long way and I forgot. I just forgot.
But there's petrol stations everywhere.
Oh, shut
it's
up,
no
men.
No excuse.
Manny man, fill up petrol. Oh, I'm so on top of it all the time.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I hate you all.
Now
so
just,
what?
Now you're just lashing out.
Yeah.
This is extraordinary.
You know what?
Let's get someone
it
here.
It wouldn't
to
be
go
a big deal
it.
If you had mentioned or spoke about my car. No one would be none the wiser.
A jerry can is what you need.
I don't want a bloody jerry can. Well, it's not 1950.
No, but you get that and you put the petrol in it, then you get it in.
Hey, I'm perfectly aware how to do it. I'm not out of petrol.
You know, if you
I just need to get to the petrol station.
You know, if you get to the petrol station, there's no one there to fill it up for you now. You've got to do it yourself.
Mick, yes, I'd be very careful if I was you.
Do you know what?
Sorry, you're a man who can't put ink cartridges in a printer, so I'd shut the F up.
Wow.
Jeez.
Lump, the president of the USA, Kennedy Malloy's rostered week off. Thunderstruck, AC/DC as well. Hey, it's Dangerous Day for you. Andrew Denton, a brilliant Australian broadcaster from his, you know, radio shows over the years and TV work with his interview show on Channel 7 Now. Anyway, he swung by. We were playing this game, right?
Playing our game about six concerts, one of which is a fraud. Did you hear us playing
that
game?
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you like to give it a go? I'd be fascinated to hear what concerts
you've
been to.
It's six concerts.
Nothing orchestral.
Live gigs.
No opera.
One's a lie.
You're a cerebral man.
I hate opera. I hate it with every bone in my body. Okay, six concerts.
Yeah.
See how you go with this lot.
All right.
Rose Tattoo.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm.
James Brown,
wow.
Paul McCartney,
R.E.M.,
Elton John.
Oh, okay. So you have not been to one of these.
There's
one of these is a lie.
Now, Mickey absolutely knows the answer to one of these because he was at one of those concerts or performances, I should say, with me.
Right.
Yes.
And Rolling Stones. Knows
now, R.E.M. I would have loved to have gone to, and they're not touring anymore. That's one of my dream bands I want to see.
Mm. He wants us to say James Brown. He's begging us to say James Brown.
I was going to say James Brown.
Why do you say that? Why?
Under no circumstances.
I'm going to say Elton John.
Elton John.
All right, we go.
Sir Elton, thank you.
I'd say no because I think I was at that. I was.
Really? You're at the Elton John concert? It's revealed.
I'm saying Rose Tattoo. Bang, there it is.
Okay. You're wrong.
What is it? Elton John.
It's Paul McCartney. Never saw Paul McCartney.
What have you got against the Beatles?
Well, who are they even? You know, are they on that Game of Thrones show? I don't know.
If you've still got time, I can recommend to go and watch Paul if he's doing anywhere.
But I'd hurry. Would you interview Paul McCartney?
Yeah, look, I'd love to actually. He keeps saying no.
I need to know. I'm struggling. Elton John, we did see together.
Yes.
Was it a concert?
No.
No. Well, it wasn't, not strictly. It was a private performance. And who in Australia could afford a private performance? Is it coming back to you?
It was James Packer's wedding.
Yeah, which we were both guests.
We were both guests. Can I say that's the first time ever in my life I've been in a limo jam. So it was at their house and it was pouring with rain.
Yes, that's right.
And I just remember John Simons from Aussie Home, was having limo rage in front of me because it was raining. And there was a stack of limos
that
went
hilarious.
For about 500 metres.
Aussie John.
And I remember down the road. We were all greeted at the door by Kerry, which was kind of a scary moment because hello, Mr. Packer.
Well, it was a bit confronting to me considering the Mick Malloy show had just been axed.
Oh. Yes.
A couple of weeks before.
That's right.
And he really wanted to talk about it.
Oh,
I had to bustle through.
But I remember you saying to me afterwards, because you were with Sophie then, and I remember you said afterwards, I knew shit was getting weird when I was on the dance floor with Sophie and I realised I was dancing next to John and Jeanette Howard.
Don't Need Love, Johnny Diesel and the Injectors, Kennedy Malloy's rostered week off, The Killers, We Heard the Man, and Def Leppard 2 with Animal. It's Dangerous Dave here. Yes, I'm working. Jane and Mick aren't. A well-deserved mid-year break. They'll be back July 15 to drive you home. Mick Malloy and technology. We know it doesn't mix.
I'm really upset with myself. Oh. So some time ago, I was seeing a girl and we were all was good. Anyway, we just drifted apart. She went overseas. I was doing something else completely. Mm-hmm. And everything was fine. And then I get up on Monday morning and I've pocket dialed this girl like 13 times.
Oh, my God.
Including awkward. Two Facebooks.
No, FaceTime.
I FaceTimed her.
Mick, that's terrible because if she was still keen on you, she would think that...
I think
that
you can rule that out. Well, no.
But it's almost then it's like you're stalking her.
Yeah, it's like a stalking.
Oh, yeah.
That is Michael.
So to smooth it over, I sent through a dick pic, which I just thought, look... Sorry about that. but then I had to go. I had to make sure she knew it was a pocket doll.
But that's even worse to say. I really didn't want to contact
her. I had to follow it up. Hi, sorry, I'm a dick, just realised I may have called you 13 times within half an hour. Now, I've done the homework.
Yeah. So, yes. Now I did some detective work. It's been bothering you.
Let's say her name is Shazza.
Okay.
And I have gone and looked at. So we said the name next door in my phone book
is it one
the
you
number
go
I
to?
Needed to call over the weekend. So somehow my phone's turned itself on.
Yeah.
And then decided he's had it too good for too long. Let's pocket dial.
Yeah.
But how does this work? Why is your phone now? I would like to put it out there. Someone will know. Because I've just said, well, how do you bum dial? Isn't your phone locked in your pocket all the time?
No.
Which do you put your eyebrows up, which only non-Botox people can do? It's a prize. And looked at me and you go, locking your phone, Gene. What is this you speak?
What is this? What is it?
Well, Dave, can you explain what I'm talking about? When you lock your phone, you've got a passcode, so you can't
I don't have a passcode. My passcode is my face, Jane.
So you can't use my phone. You can't bum dial anything on my phone
now
because it's locked.
Yeah.
Well, it's antisocial. But how do I lock mine?
Well, you just normally tap it on the side, don't you? Does that lock it automatically or give it two taps at the front? Unlocks?
Do you know how to go to settings? Do you know that bit?
How long has this been going on?
Your face is unlocking it, though. You know that, don't you?
Well, my face is unlocking it.
Yeah, because you're holding your phone in front of your face.
It wouldn't lock.
Well, that's a fault Apple's got.
Hey, thanks a lot, Apple.
Yes, hang on. People are calling through. They're going to have some answers here. I'm sure you'll have to go to settings.
Yeah. It's a way you can see.
Hang on, Chris has got an idea, some thoughts. Hey, Chris, what's your thoughts of how we can control this?
Well, maybe he should change his facial recognition from his bum.
Let's recognise your bum.
Yeah, your bum.
See, my face looks like my bum.
Yeah.
Get stuffed, Chris.
Queen, Kennedy Malloy's Rusted Week Off. If you need more of Mick and Jane on your weekend, grab the podcast. All right, Andy Lee was in. We were talking about dodgy things you paid cash for.
You were talking about dentistry for
cash. Yeah, a mate of mine got his wisdom teeth taken out. His mate's dad said, I'll do it for cash. It took him 6 weeks to recover.
Wow. Jeepers.
What's the weirdest thing or the silliest thing you've ever done by paying with cash? Yeah. Have you got one?
No.
No.
Because I'm sensible.
Probably sex for me.
Okay. I'm not what we're asking for.
You idiots.
Leo.
You idiot.
What's going on?
Let's quickly go to Leo.
My mate's uncle was a dentist who did it in his kitchen, so I had all my teeth removed.
Oh, your teeth removed?
Yeah.
And then what?
And then I had no teeth and bled for a week.
Had
a general anaesthetic as well in the kitchen.
Leo.
What?
Wow.
Was it really that big a saving?
It was horrible. Nah, and then I thought I'll do the right thing and I went to India and had implants done and I just had them removed. Okay. So that was cash too.
It kind of sounds like you have...
Sounds like you've got no teeth at all now, Leo.
I like it, Steve. What's going on, mate? What did you pay for in cash?
Oh, mate, I paid for a vasectomy in cash.
You did not. Yes. What?
Yeah, true story. I was ringing around trying to get prices to get your vasectomy done. And
Do some people shop around for a price on a vasectomy? This is the first I've heard of this.
You want to know what the market rate is.
I normally use a discount voucher for one of those books you buy.
Because I'm thinking anything that is below happening down there, I would pay the top dollar so they don't stuff
it up. So what
do
you do, Steve?
So basically, I went and I was ringing around. The average price was between $2,500 and $5,000, plus a waiting list.
Pretty steep.
Yeah, that's what I said. And I already had five kids, so trust me, I didn't want any more.
Yeah.
Every time someone took their pants off, I told them they were pregnant. Yeah. But anyway.
Oh, bragger.
Ryan.
I paid cash for a tattoo home job by a blokey.
Okay, and how'd that work out for you?
Yeah, not very good. He had the needle out too far and it hit my rib bone and popped out of the gun.
Wow.
Hey, and it was my first tattoo.
It was your first
tattoo. Guess it's because it's a bikey, you're not asking for your money.
That's it for the week. We're going to dig back into the archives come Monday, then July 15, the return of Jane and Mick in studio live here on Kennedy Malloy. Stay safe. Have yourself a great weekend.